On this Valentine's Day, a subject on a lot of people's minds happens to be the subject of our weekly science podcast, KISSING. Now, you may think it's a universal human phenomenon, but the world science correspondent Ritu Chatterjee has learned otherwise and is here to explain. Hi, Ritu.
Hi, Lisa. So I spoke with science writer Cheryl Kirschenbaum. She's written a new book. It's called The Science of Kissing, What Our Lips Are Telling Us. And Cheryl told me that people in many cultures don't, or at least didn't, kiss the way we do.
Kissing the way we do, meaning?
Meaning touching lips.
Touching lips.
And this caused some misunderstandings amongst early explorers. Here's what Cheryl Kirschenbaum had to say.
There's a great story where this explorer goes to Africa and he says he falls in love with the king's daughter, and at some point he goes and he tries to kiss her, and she actually screams and runs away.
Because she thought he was about to eat her.
Well, yes, exactly.
Well, so it sounds, Ritu, as if an act of affection or love in one culture can be interpreted as an act of aggression or hunger, I guess, in another.
Right.
So I wonder if there are kissing-like acts in other cultures that you may not recognize as kissing. I'm thinking of what we at least grew up to believe was the Eskimo kiss of nose to nose.
Well, Lisa, that's a great example. The traditional Canadian Inuit kiss, however, or it's called the kunik, it's a kind of a nuzzle sniff. So you'd press your nostril against your loved one's skin and breathe in.
Breathe in, meaning it's not the kind of rubbing of noses that we think of when we think of Eskimo kisses.
No, Cheryl Kirschenbaum told me that several cultures, at least historically, practiced the sniff kiss or similar kisses in cultures like the Malay and various other indigenous groups around the world. And researchers that Cheryl Kirschenbaum spoke to for her book think that the sniff kiss may have served a practical purpose. Here's Cheryl again.
Humans have scent glands around their faces, so it was a very good means of recognition to find people who are your family members and friends, especially when we couldn't depend on light bulbs and such things to recognize other people.
But Ritu, don't we have some kind of a kissing instinct? I mean, whether or not it's a mouth-to-mouth or a sniff kiss.
Absolutely, Lisa. And there are many theories about why we kiss and how kissing benefits us. And one of them has to do with how our partners smell. After all, you know, kissing is sort of the first step for us to figure out whether we like how our partners smell or not. And it turns out that there may be a genetic basis to this. That is, smell may be a way for us to know if we're genetically compatible with our partners. Here's Cheryl Kirschenbaum again.
It turns out that women are most attracted to the scents of men who possess a very different genetic code for their immune system. And the advantage of that would be that if a couple with two very different sets of genes for their immune systems got together, their child would probably be healthier, stronger, more likely to survive and pass on their genes.
But we should say this is not really happening consciously.
No, not at all. No one's saying that.
It's way too much to think about.
Yes. But there is a lot more to it, scientifically, I mean, and listeners can hear more in my full interview with Cheryl Kirschenbaum.
Okay, and that's in the latest episode of your weekly science podcast.
Correct, Lisa, and that's at theworld.org/science. And for those people waiting to kiss their loved ones on Valentine's Day, Cheryl Kirschenbaum also has science-based kissing tips.
We should add that Cheryl's also taking questions from listeners about the science of kissing. She is the guest on our latest science forum discussion, and folks can join the conversation at theworld.org/science. The World Science Correspondent, Ritu Chatterjee, thank you.
Always a pleasure, Lisa.